if we're ever going to get out of the mess in the Middle East, we've got to deal with the issue that we have been these close allies with the country that's most responsible for spreading extremism, and that's Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is supporting the Al-Qaeda groups in Syria, in Iraq, in Libya. Saudi Arabia has unleashed this horrendous war in Yemen, and the U.S. is supplying all the weapons and the logistics and, so far, the diplomatic cover. So I think it's important to understand the underpinnings of our relationship with Saudi Arabia and how we can move forward in a path that takes us away from the regime and towards supporting the real Democrats inside that country.
Well, how deep is that U.S.-Saudi connection, and does it go beyond the two major political parties, the Democrats and Republicans? How deep is that connection?
It's as deep as you can get, because it started out all about oil. That was the original Oil for Security Pact that started soon after the founding of the kingdom in 1932. And then it got more entangled with the Saudi buying of U.S. weapons, and they've become the number one purchaser of U.S. weapons. And then it's also Saudi investment in the U.S. economy, hundreds of billions in U.S. treasury bonds, in U.S. companies and oil refineries and real estate, and then Saudi donations for universities and think tanks, and Saudi lobbied foreign agents that are the ones who try to shape U.S. policy. So it's quite deep, and it's important to understand the intricate web that binds us to the repressive leaders of this kingdom.
Well, in addition to being repressive leaders, the Saudi leadership are also getting involved in oppression in other countries. I mean, talk about Saudi's involvement in Yemen and the airstrikes in Yemen and maybe some of the other countries as well.
I think the war in Yemen is so underreported here in the United States, and it's such a devastating war that's taken already a very poor country, and in the last 20 months, bombarded it to the point of being a catastrophic situation where there are not only thousands and thousands of innocent people killed by the bombardments, but millions of people who have not only been displaced, but the children suffering from acute malnutrition, looming famine, and a spreading cholera epidemic, destruction of the major water and sewage supply systems, as well as the clinics and hospitals. So a terrible situation, and the U.S. so intimately involved in not only providing the weapons, but doing all of the maintenance, as well as refueling the planes in the air, providing logistical support, and providing diplomatic cover.
Does this need congressional oversight? Does it have any type of congressional oversight? Or where exactly are the connections right now in the Obama administration? And we'll talk about President-elect Trump in a minute. But is there any congressional oversight in any of this?
We will. Congress, according to the Constitution, is supposed to be the one to declare war. Congress has never declared war on Yemen. And so I think this is a totally illegal war that the U.S. is waging, not to mention the fact that we are complicit in war crimes that are being carried out. And the Congress has only taken recently an interest in looking at the sale of weapons and had one vote in the Senate where 28 senators voted to stop weapon sales, but the majority voted to keep them going. So unfortunately, there is virtually no oversight by the Senate. They have abrogated their responsibility.
What about President-elect Donald Trump? Has he's made a lot of statements about a lot of things, but has he declared any position on Saudi Arabia at all?
He's gone back and forth like he's gone back and forth on so many other things. At one point saying that this was a country that was spreading terrorism and telling Hillary Clinton that she should be ashamed that she took money for her foundation from a country that represses women so much and she should give that money back. On the other hand, just doing new business deals with Saudi Arabian hotels and has business deals with the Saudis in this country. And then also said that the Saudis should just pay more for the U.S. to be protecting them.
So is there any indication, even with the new appointments that he has been announcing for his cabinet, on where the U.S. relationship with Saudi is going to go?
Unfortunately, what we see from the new appointees is this tremendous cabal that is anti-Iran and wants to tear up the Iran deal, has either voted against the Iran deal, like Senator Jeff Sessions or Mike Pompeo, or people like Mike Flynn, who have said terrible things about Iran and the Iran deal. So I think we should be very concerned that this is a group that might get us into yet another war in the Middle East on the side of the Saudis. I haven't heard any of them speaking out against Saudi Arabia while they're talking out against Islam. It's very interesting to hear Mike Pence say, Michael Flynn say these terrible things about Islam as an entire religion being a cancer and being sick. And yet he doesn't focus on the particular problem of one version of Islam, that's the Saudi Wahhabism. And that's what we have to focus on, not Islam as a whole, as a religion, which is by the vast majority of Muslims a very loving, compassionate religion. But why aren't they talking about the Saudi perversion of this religion?
You did talk about the lack of congressional oversight, but are there any elected officials in Washington, D.C. that are paying attention to this, that listeners who are concerned about this could be in contact with, maybe support or reach out to about this particular issue?
Well, yes, there's certainly been some champions in Congress. Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut has been great. Senator Rand Paul on the Republican side. There are, as I said, 27 senators who voted the right way, and so obviously they are concerned. And part of my tour is to get people more educated and interested in this issue, and then to have people contact their Congress people to say no to any new weapons deals with the Saudis. I know, because there have been 42 weapons deals just under the Obama administration, that we should expect new ones to come up pretty quickly under Trump. And we hope we'll have a lot more people who will be watching what's happening and be in touch with their congresspeople.
Well, Medea Benjamin of Code Pink will be speaking about the Kingdom of the Unjust behind the U.S.-Saudi connection at a variety of locations in the metro area, including on Monday, November 28th at 7 p.m. at Eaton Humanities Building on the CU Boulder campus. It's room 150. And there's a whole host of other opportunities to see Medea Benjamin in Boulder and Denver. And we'll put all of them at our website, kgnu.org. Medea, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. And I will speak about the broader foreign policy implications of a Trump administration.